I just think it's cool on these days of our 12 apostles. Obviously, the only one not with a day for his feast would be St. Judas of Iscariot, who had turned in Jesus. So this is, again, St. Simon and Jude. It was one of the 12. And that was kind of the pillars, you could say, of the beginning of our church. And I love the word, too, of the capstone. Obviously, built the church on our planet from heaven to earth. And then called Peter to be the rock in Matthew 16. So they began to spread to all the world, as in our responsorial psalm today. Their message goes out through all the earth. And that was part of a psalm, Psalm 19, which really pointed with an image for the future of those that will be preaching, those who will be, through Jesus and God, building the church. And it is true, you know, their message goes out through all the earth. You know, some of our apostles have their readings in the Bible, letters. Others, we don't hear much, but we have like a historical belief or purity of where they went. Even knowing that they weren't actually going around the entire globe, even if you read up their stories, like how many hundreds and even thousands of miles they made it, because they didn't have airplanes or cars or, you know, trains, but they did go out to the world, around the world, the earth. And so we pray and ask for Saints Simon and Jude to pray for us. His last message, again, is to know, again, to remember of, on their feast days, their day, to remember them, to ask our prayers again, but also the fact that we wear red. Because all of them, except St. John the Evangelist, and again, St. Judas of Iscariot, gave their life. Not only just proclaiming the good news, but offering their lives in the image of Jesus Christ to begin our Catholic Church.